So let's review. The Gemara continues discussing Eichel Nefesh, that on Yom Tov it is permitted to prepare food for eating, as stated in the Pasuk, Ach she ochel ochel nefesh ulevad yos lechem. However, there are some exceptions to this rule that we learned on the previous daf. Lechem aloy lekutim, lechem aloy leklavim. One may not cook on Yom Tov food for non-Jews or to feed animals. Therefore, the Gemara asks, Blame the Rav Avi Yisavim Rav Huna. Behem echetz yishol nachri, vechetz yishol Yisrael. Ma'al shachta b'Yom Tov. An animal jointly owned by a Jew and non-Jew. May we shecht on Yom Tov? Funa answered, it's mutter. To which Rav Avi asked, Why should this be any different than the Dharma and the Davis in Kriv Yom Tov? Which as Rashi explains, Lachem aloy legvaya forbids it because of the part of gvaya, even though there is also a part which is lachem, so too lachem aloy lekudim should forbid it because of the part of the nachri. Rav Huna originally deflected the question, citing the pasuk, Samchuni ba'ashishis raftuni ba'tapuchim, stating that he was weary from teaching all day and needed to eat to regain his strength, but subsequently answered that the two cases are not similar. The shechita of the jointly owned animal is considered lachem because he must shecht the behem in order to be able to eat his part. But the shechita of the carbon is legvaya, and even the parts that we eat are received from the table of Hashem, therefore there is no chelik lachem at all. Similarly, Amar Rav Chisda, Behem echetze shal nachar vechetze shal Yisrael, mutter l'shachta b'yamtiv. Ti'yef shlikizai is basab l'shchita. However, Isa, chetze shal nachar vechetze shal Yisrael, also l'afayse b'yamtiv. Ta'ef shal ala mefaga b'lisha. A piece of dough jointly owned by a Jew and non-Jew may not be baked in yamtiv because the dough can be divided before baking and only bake the part of the Jew. V'chana barchinu aloi questions this teaching from a Mishnah Chala, which teaches that Isa's kolavim, a coarse type of bread, which is often used as food for dogs, however sometimes is of a higher quality, that even humans would consume it, depends, bizmancha roinoichel mimenum, if the shepherds themselves eat from the bread, indicating that the Isis kolavim is of a higher quality, it is considered bread regarding men halachas, for example, chayavas b'chala. Chala must be separated from it, and so on. V'nef is b'yamtiv, and it may be baked on yamtiv, because it is considered lachem, since it is fit for human consumption. V'amai, v'ha'efshel olamiflugo b'lisha. Why is this permissible? We should divide the dough and only bake the part set aside for the shepherds. The Gemara answers that the Mishnah they were speaking of a case could go into Islay Nevela, the Vad the Efshla Faisan ben Nevela, where the shepherds have a carcass of an animal to feed to the dogs and the entire bread will be used by the shepherds. The Gemara continued with another question posed to Rav Huna. Bayim name Rav Huna. Hanu banu baga deramu alayu kimcha de bnei chayla. Ma'ala faisa biyamtib. Jews living in the rural areas who were given flour by the government to bake for the army's non-Jewish soldiers. May this bread be baked on Yom Tov? Rav Huna answered, Chazina, Iyahavi le rifta li inuka v'le kapti, kochada v'chada chaz li inuka v'shari, v'ila v'asa. If the townspeople are allowed to take some of the loaves for personal use, then it would be permitted, as the work would be partially for Terech HaChal Nefesh, and if not, it would be forbidden. The Gemara next discusses that Lochem aloy leklavim is actually a machlokes tanoim. Tanya, Acha she'ochel chol nefesh ulevad yos lechem. We might think that to feed animals is included in oichel nefesh because the Torah in the pasuk u'makan nefesh behem yishalmena used the term nefesh regarding an animal. Tamaloy melechem, lechem aloy leklavim de Rabbi Yosef Glili. Basically, it holds that the word lechem excludes animals. B'kiva oimer, afal nefesh behemah. B'kiva holds that animals are indeed included based on nefesh, and lechem teaches lechem aloy la'ev de kechav to exclude non-Jews. B'kiva explains. We include one's animals because their sustenance is his responsibility. But we do not include non-Jews because their sustenance is not his responsibility. The Gemara refers back to Rav Huna's earlier ruling that we may bake for non-Jews if part of it will be eaten by Jews, and says that the following ruling of Rabbi Shimon Levi is in disagreement with Rav Huna. Then Rabbi Shimon Levi, Mizamnes anachri b'Shabbos, ve'im mizamnes anachri b'yamtiv. One may invite a non-Jew to eat with him on Shabbos, when he will certainly not cook more. But he may not do so on Yom Tov for fear that he may cook more for him, which would be forbidden on Yom Tov. This contradicts the opinion of Rav Huna, who held that as long as some of the food will be eaten by a Jew, it is considered eichel nefesh and permissible on Yom Tov. The Gemara similarly relates. When Merimur Mazutra would host a non-Jewish guest on Yom Tov, Amrulei, Viloi Tirchi Yisera Daita Didach Lertachinan. They were very explicit in telling them that they cannot prepare for them anything more than what was already prepared. The next Mishnah cites another machlekes b'Shamas Hill regarding heating water on Yom Tov. Zok the Mishnah, b'Shamayim lo yechem adam chamin l'raglav, elam kin ru'in l'shtiyah. Why may not heat water on Yom Tov for bathing unless the water was originally heated for drinking purposes? Because b'Shamay hold, lo yamrina mitech shehutra havar l'tzarech, hutra namishalei l'tzarech. B'Shamay does not subscribe to the concept of mitech. Therefore, one may not heat water, shalei l'tzarech echel nefesh. U'b'sil matirin, B'sil permits one to heat water for bathing purposes. Also, oisa adem adura u'mischam kenegda. One may make a fire to provide heat on Yom Tov, because mitech shehutra havar l'tzarech, hutra namishalei l'tzarech. The next Mishnah states, shleisha dvarim m'lil machmer k'divi b'Shamay. There were three halachas in which m'lil ruled stringently like b'Shamay. The first one is, in taimna sechamin l'ketchila b'Yom Tov. One may not insulate hot water on Yom Tov or Shabbos unless it was done before Yom Tov. Apparently, Basil permits this. The Gemara asks, "Hey, Chidami, ida anachiru v'tavshilin my tamid b'Shamay. V'jaloy anachiru v'tavshilin my tamid b'Basil. If he made erev tavshilin, why would b'Shamay forbid this? And if he did not make erev tavshilin, why would Basil permit this?" The Gemara gives three possible explanations. I'm Rav Huna. La'olamem lachashul lo hinir erev tavshilin. Ukdechayiv shor le'rabbanan. We are indeed speaking of a case where he did not make erev tavshilin. However, the Basil permit insulating some hot water because the Chum allowed him his minimum needs for Shabbos. As Rav Huna and the Braisa taught, Mishlo hinich eriv tavshilin, oifin le'pas achas, b'tom le'kidera achas, u'madligin lo yasaner, u'macham le'kid nechad, v'yashem abtzon le'dag kotten. Rav Amal lo'il m'shehinich, v'shane atmona de'mucha milsa da'dayti de'shabbat ha'kovid. We're speaking of a case where he did make eriv tavshilin. However, B'Shamay nevertheless forbid insulating hot water because it's obviously being done for Shabbos. He indeed made Erev Tavshilin, however, only of cooked food, but not of hot water. And B'Shamay forbid insulating hot water because Erev Tavshilin is effective only for the type of food of which it is made. As the Brisa states, in order to be able to bake on Yom Tov for Shabbos, the Erev Tavshilin must include bread or other baked goods. To cook, the Erev Tavshilin must include cooked food. In order to be able to insulate hot water on Yom Tov for Shabbos, the Erev Tavshilin must include insulated water from before Yom Tov. The other two halachas in which Rav Gamliel acted stringently like B'Shamay are discussed on the next daf.